The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
10 minutes now before 8 o'clock on WPHM. There is growing concern over shortages in medication, which are leading to the importation of these drugs from other countries, including China. Joining us right now to talk more about this and what can be done to prevent these shortages, U.S. Senator Gary Peters. Senator, good morning.
Well, good morning, Paul. Good to be with you.
I appreciate you joining us. You've done a lot of investigative work in this and presented your findings at a hearing yesterday. Tell us a little bit more about what you see as a growing problem here.
Well, it is a growing problem, unfortunately, and that's the shortages of critical drugs for Americans. In fact, in our report that we put out, which is a continuation of a study that we started back in 2019, we're actually seeing that the problem is getting worse, that we're seeing increased shortages of some common drugs that are absolutely critical for the treatment of patients, drugs to treat things like asthma, many cancer medications often are in short supply. And what we found is that we are just overly dependent on foreign sources for some of the critical components of these drugs. These chemicals that are called precursors, they go into nearly every single drug that we use, are primarily all made overseas, and 90% of those drugs are made principally in China, but also in India. And as a result of that, that supply chain is fragile. It's not resilient. And we find hospitals often on a weekly basis are confronted with a shortage or the unavailability of some important medicine for their patients. They still need to provide medication, so they have to seek alternatives. And when they seek those alternatives, they tend to be less effective as well as more expensive. So it's simply an unacceptable position that we're in right now.
So what's the solution?
Well, the solution is primarily, and this will be a little longer-term solution, but one that's absolutely critical, is that we bring this production back to the United States. We can't keep shipping production overseas. We see that in so many of our other products and the supply chain problems that we saw with the pandemic. We certainly confronted semiconductor shortages, but critical drug shortages, in my mind, are a homeland security risk. It's a national security risk. It's essential to maintain the health of folks in our country. So we need to bring that manufacturing back. We need to identify where gaps in the supply chain exist. And that's the other thing about our investigation and the testimony we got yesterday from experts as well, is that it's sometimes very difficult to know where actual things are coming from and to identify where those gaps are until it's too late. And then all of a sudden you have a shortage. And it's not just foreign manufacturers, it's also a combination of that you sometimes only have a few companies that make these critical drugs, sometimes just one or two, and they may make it in only one facility. And if anything happens to that facility, it means that supply is cut off and those drugs are simply not available.
Yeah, so this is going to, as you said, not an easy solution, but one that's going to require quite a bit of strategic work to try and improve.
Yeah, absolutely, and that means having the information. It's surprising companies oftentimes are not very transparent as to where they're getting their products, and so it's difficult to kind of look at the big picture and know where the gaps are. That's why we're going to need to require information to be more transparent, so people can take a look at these supply chains. Look at where things are coming from and identify potential problems, so that we're working on those problems beforehand and not afterwards.
Senator, I want to ask you also about yesterday's hearing. The CEO of Norfolk Southern was back on Capitol Hill, Alan Shaw. You had a chance to talk with him a bit during this hearing as well about the increased number of train derailments. And of course, we've got a lot of the railroad track here in Michigan where we've seen some derailments as well. What did you press the CEO on?
Well, I certainly pressed him on their work to inspect and make sure that their trains are as safe as possible when they get on the rails. And we received actually just prior to the hearing some information from a whistleblower that looked at a couple of the trains that they had up in Michigan and looked at the safety inspection records for the cars that were on the train. And it showed that a substantial number of those cars were well over their normal inspection schedule and had not been inspected. So I asked the CEO, why is that occurring? He did not have that particular report, so we're going to provide that to them to get detailed written answers after that hearing. But clearly there are a number of requirements in place for railroad safety. We expect companies to actually meet those requirements, and if they're not, we've got to find out why they're not meeting them and make sure we're enforcing the regulations in place to require inspection of rail cars so that they do not fail and lead to derailments of an entire train.
Yeah, certainly a big concern, especially here in Michigan, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. We have lots of railroad tracks as an industrial state in particular, a lot of freight is moved via rail, and we want to make sure that those trains are safe. We have hazardous materials that travel on the train, but you know it's also important that every single rail car is inspected and is safe, because even if it's not a hazardous rail car itself, if it leads to the derailment of the train, other cars on that train may have hazardous materials and therefore be spilled into a community where that rail goes through.
Yeah, always a big concern. Senator, really appreciate your time this morning. Good talking to you. Thanks so much.
Great to be with you, Paul. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.